6 Music. David Tennant has been our guest today. David, we have a series of questions that we sort of ask all of our guests, the same question each time.
Okay.
Have you ever seen Inside the Actors Studio?
Well, I know of what you talk.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Well, we've drawn up our own series of questions. And
great.
So, you know, just answer instinctively. Don't try to think about it so we can get inside your psyche.
Sure.
What would you ban?
I'd ban being able to text in to the news to give your opinion. That's what I'd ban.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because then you get a newsreader reading it out like it's important that somebody from Cheam doesn't like Gordon Brown that week.
I think
Gordon Brown should be sacked. And that's come in from a viewer in Leicester.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
I'd ban that.
Or
with extreme prejudice.
Sometimes they expand it to a sort of poll. So, you know, it's suddenly it's, you know, 52% of our listeners say that. Yeah.
And you don't mind when Channel 5 do it because you think, well, you know.
What else have they got?
Yeah. But the BBC News 24 do it as well.
Yeah.
Send in your opinion.
No, that's...
Text us in what you think. Don't text us in what you think. Read the news. Just tell us what happened.
What advice would you give your teenage self?
Go for it a bit more.
Go for it a bit more?
Yeah, come on.
Wow.
Come on. Don't be so scared. That's what I'd say.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know how, do you know what? I don't know how higher up the tree of life you could climb.
No, but I'm talking about, you know.
Oh, with the with the ladies.
Yeah.
Oh, bless them. If you could jump into any film and live the life depicted in that film, which one would you choose?
Wow. Good question. And really difficult to answer.
It is hard.
I mean, virtually impossible.
The most common answer, I think, is Dirty Dancing. I think we've had that at least twice, haven't we?
Yeah. No, it would have to be Casino Royale or The Spy Who Loved Me.
The spoof version with David Niven from 1967?
No.
The more recent...
Yeah. Okay. You have to be a bit of Bond, wouldn't you? That's
sure.
Great.
We'll talk about that later off. I got certain problems with Bond. I mean, I'm a big fan, but they're certain. I mean, frankly, I've never known a man do so many bad puns. I mean, working in the comedy business, you can't get away with that sort of material, frankly. I mean, some of it is just... Absurd.
It's catharsis after he's just stoved someone's head in with a fire extinguisher, though, isn't it?
And, you know, electrocutes a man in the bath. Shocking. That you're a psychopath. You've just killed a man. What are you doing? What are you talking about?
Yes, but if you were within the world of that film and within the world of that character,
but who's he talking to?
You wouldn't care.
But there's no one there. He's not even saying it to anyone.
To the audience.
He's just saying it. Yeah. Saying it into the ether.
Yeah. But to be able to do terrible things and walk away and feel quite cool about it and then snog Halle Berry. That's all right.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll come back to another time, but frankly.
Okay.
That one where there's a truck and it's got mattresses in it and he forces a car off the road and it goes crashing through the mattresses and it plummets and these two people plummet to their death and as they go through the lorry, there's feathers everywhere because it's a mattress and pillows and things. And as he plummets, Bond just looks at everyone and goes... All those feathers and they still couldn't fly. I don't even know what that means. I don't know what that means. That's not a phrase or anything. It's just gobbledygook. And the only reason all these women are laughing at these puns and enjoying it is because they've got, you know, English as a second language. They just think he's being debonair. They don't really know. Anyway, right. What would you like to apologise for?
Ooh. I don't know. Do I have to come up with something? That's quite tricky. And that could take me some quite dark places.
Okay, well, let me say, finally, what wakes you up in a cold sweat? What sort of recurring nightmare do you have?
Well, it used to be something to do with plumbing.
Your plumbing?
Not my own.
No,
it used to be boiler related or leaking tap related.
So you had a boiler problem and you just kept thinking about it.
Yeah, but I've moved now. So until I think I probably still wake up worried that I'll have a new boiler problem in my new place and that it'll start all over again and I'll never escape the plumbing issues of life.
And with that revelation, we say thank you to David Tennant.
Thank you very much.
Information which no Bond, Who fan has got. I almost confused you with Bond. That would have been a madness. We'll have some Gomez after this.